Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might be bothered by chronic low-grade knee pain, or perhaps it seems to come and go, or you might just want to avoid knee pain in the future. Well, for more information on everything knee-related, we're joined by GP Dr. Maura Finn. Hello, Maura.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm great, and it's lovely to have you with us. I have plenty of questions coming in for you to deal with this morning about our poor old knees. I mean, is it the largest joint in the body? It's certainly the hardest working joint.
Yeah, it is. And it's a very complex joint. Like most joints, you're talking about two bones meeting and they move on each other. In your knee, there's essentially four bones all meeting, your femur, your thigh bone, and two bones in your lower leg, and then the knee cap as well. And then there's cartilage that kind of like helps the bones move smoothly on each other. But there's a second cartilage within the knee called the menisci. And then there's these ligaments that keep it kind of stabilize the joint. And there's ones inside that are in X shape and other ones on the outside. So there's a huge amount of stuff that can go wrong in your knee.
Okay. Well, but
it has an awful lot of work to do. And
it certainly does. Now let's go to some questions. So this listener is fit, healthy, okay, a female who's 47, but gets pain in the knee when putting weight through it, but only when it's in a bent position. For example, pushing the clutch in the car or using the stairs. So she has no pain when walking on a flat surface. Have you any idea what that might be or what you'd recommend, Maura?
Well, that's probably so. The most common reason why you'd have problems with your knee are either overuse injuries, something like a sports injury, and that typically happens in younger people, and then problems with malalignment or weaker muscles. So for her, I would imagine what it is this thing called patellofemoral pain syndrome or runner's knee. Now, she may not be a runner, may never have been, but it could be just that the alignment of the between the patella, the kneecap, and where it inserts is slightly off track. And overuse over the years has actually caused it to be inflamed, and the cartilage beneath the patella, the kneecap, is inflamed as well. And it's a very, very common thing. And it's often called runner's knee, like I said. And often what you do is you just, you know, you try and manage your pain by the usual things, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, rest in an acute situation. But in that situation, making sure that she's using the proper footwear, that she's looking at how she runs and modifying her activity a little bit, and possibly going to physiotherapy for some advice about if there's a need to strap it in a certain situation, or is there a different exercise she can do to build the muscles up around the joint, like the thigh muscles and the muscles below the knee. But what she describes is actually very, very common and doesn't necessarily mean that she has surgery or anything more dramatic ahead of her.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's probably good news for that person, although you'll have to deal with the pain and try and get some advice on how to sort it out. Just on noisy knees, Maura, creaky, crunchy knees, but no pain. Should people be worried about that?
Well, generally, like the creakiness is a thing called crepitus usually. And it's just, again, the cartilage being a little bit worn, or sometimes little joint bubbles of gas within the joint and the fluid in the joint itself. So if it's not painful, it's not necessarily a worry, because, you know, as we get older, our joints do wear. And that's not a problem. If they're not painful, if they're not acutely swollen, if we don't have a temperature or feel unwell with them, you can manage that. If, however, you've got crepitus and you have pain in the joint or anything else, you may have kind of a real kind of sudden development of an arthritis that needs more acute treatment. And there can be things like a septic arthritis where the joint gets not just worn away, but actually infected as well. And that's a serious thing. But most often the creakiness, the sounds, which can be awful when you hear them, and you can even feel it. You can feel that kind of like a friction beneath your fingers. It isn't always a dangerous thing.
Okay, so once the pain comes, though, you need to get some help and some advice. So this listener tore their meniscus.
Absolutely.
On the left knee back in May, Maura, had an MRI. It showed the small tear, fluid and general wear and tear. As someone who's active, I found this most difficult, not being able to kneel comfortably or even hunker down to do something. Cycling, physio, gym, swimming regularly. I'm still sore, so plenty of activity in this person's life. And they want to know, is there any good exercise plan for it, and does the meniscus tear take ages to heal?
Well, you'd say at least a 9 month healing process with something like that. And it depends on the extent of the injury to begin with. It could have just been a little bit torn from one edge. It can be completely ruptured off, in which case it's sometimes a surgical intervention is needed. Like, it sounds like that person has done everything very completely by the book, what you need to do, and has, and I would hope they've been kind of helped by a physiotherapist or a physical therapist with their exercise program. If it's not healing, an MRI will, another MRI or an arthroscopy where you put a little camera into the knee and have a look. It's diagnostic, but also sometimes a little tiny repair of the meniscus might be needed in that situation. But it does take time. And as you get older, of course, your healing tends to be a little bit impacted as well. And there may be a little bit of osteoarthritis underneath that as well, which could be impacting. But I would suggest they go back and maybe see their specialist about that in case they need a little bit more intervention at this stage.
And so many people every year need knee replacements, don't they? It's a big operation, isn't it, Maura?
Mm. Oh, it is. And it's not something you undertake lightly. And it's a difficult thing to call because they try and leave it until you're over 60 usually. But it's one of those things that you have to judge. Like, do you wait until you're over a certain age and your mobility and exercise has actually reduced so much because you've been in pain? Or do you do it younger and get maybe more benefit from it? But your knee joint will only, the replacements will only last a certain amount of time. So it's a tricky situation. They'll always try and do conservative treatments first, which would be often injecting into the joint with either steroid treatments or even some acid treatment or PRP. There's several different things that can be done to try and maintain a joint before you'll do a knee replacement. But a knee replacement, if it's done, even though it's an artificial knee afterwards and it doesn't function perfectly, it is a life changer for an awful lot of people because they would have been struggling so much, not being able to exercise, not being able to have the normal quality of life, not being able to actually do their normal activities, even around the house or at work. So if you are really, really struggling and it's affecting your daily activities, it's worth discussing with your orthopaedic surgeon whether you are on the cusp of having a knee replacement. And once that's managed well with good management and physical therapy and physiotherapy afterwards, usually people make a very, very good recovery.
That's good to hear. And of course, great relief from the pain that they were in beforehand. Sharon has been on to us. Thank you for your message, Sharon. My left knee and hip click when I exercise, and she wants to know simply whether she should continue with the exercise or is she doing harm? She's 53. I take from that Sharon has no pain. It's just the clicking.
Mm. And if it's her knee and hip, it could be a thing called iliotibial band syndrome. So that's coming from a part of her hip that attached lateral or the outside part of her knee. And it could be because she's doing exercise on uneven surfaces or is slightly unbalanced in her exercise. You know, she may be stronger on one side than the other. So it's not that she should stop the exercise program, but she may need some advice about how to do it and to make sure she's not doing something. She's, you know, continuing to do something that actually is a little bit malaligned and actually causing damage. And because you correct that, and she probably will actually improve her muscle and her core strength completely, which is going to be good for her down the road, avoids you developing osteoarthritis, and excess weight causes arthritis as well. So exercise programs are essential, but they have to be done properly.
Maura, thank you so much for all of that advice. Dr. Maura Finn there, who's a Clare-based GP and coped very well with our little delay on the line too. Maura, thank you very much for being with us. Now it's time to go to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.